So the topic for today is Nemanus Isha in Hilchos Nida. I want to discuss why we believe a woman about her status as a Nida. The Gemara tells us in Ksubas of Ayin Beis that there's a pasuk with Safra Lam. From that pasuk we learn that a woman is believed in regard to her status. Now the question is, what is the basic nature of this Nemanus? Is it the classic Nemanus of Eid Echad Nemei Bisurim? We know if you walk into a woman's kitchen, so if she tells you the food is kosher, you're allowed to believe her. Eid Echad Nemei Bisurim. Alternatively, it could be the reason we believe a woman as to whether or not she is or isn't a Nida, it's not because of the general halacha of Eid Echad Nemei Bisurim. Rather, it's a special halacha limited to either Nida per se or any area of halacha where the woman is, where the person is a bialim on that area of halacha. So just to illustrate this, the Gemara Kedushin of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph says that this is lashon of the Gemara, Rav Nachman, Shlosha Nemanim al Bechor, Elohim Chaya Aviv Ima. Three people are Neman to say which child is a Bechor: the midwife, the father, the mother. Chaya la Alter. The midwife is immediately in Neman to say which child is the Bechor and which isn't. So, for example, let's say there are a number of women giving birth at the same time, and it can get more exciting than a Bechor. One could be a Mamzer, one is a Kohen, one's a Levi, we don't know who's what. So the midwife is Neman to say which child came from which mother. Then the Gemara continues that the mother is Neman the first week, and from then on the father is Neman to say who the Bechor is. So it's not clear why we believe the midwife. What gave her the Nemanus to say which kid is a Kohen, which kid is a Mamzer, which kid is a Bechor? So the Ran there in the Rift, Af Lamed Aleph, says, his Lashon is, Lo Medina, we don't really believe her, Ela Dehimnua Rabbanan Lefisha Al Harov Yev Sharbinin Acher. Look, we have no choice. So Himnua Rabbanan, it sounds like some type of Takanaj Rabbanan, you know, to believe which child is a Mamzer, which child is a Kohen, etc. So it's the Pash is, it's not really Nemanus Meikra Adin. But another way of understanding the Gemara is that really this woman, this midwife, is really Neman on saying which child belongs to which mother, because this woman is responsible for that. That's her job. Her job is, as a midwife, to deliver the babies from the mothers, and she's able, therefore, to know which babies came from which mothers. So if we assume this to be the Hesber of the Gemara, so what emerges is that any time a person is the Bailim on a specific area of Halacha, they are Neman in that area. Now, to bolster this Mahalach, you might suggest that the continuation of the Gemara, where it says the father is Neman to say who's a Bechor, but in Yakir, that's really the same idea. Why is the father Neman to say who's a Bechor? The father has three children. They all look the same age. Nobody knows who's the Bechor. Or even better, let's say we think Reuven's a Bechor. The father can come and say that no, Shimon's really the Bechor. So why is that? So the Gemara learns from a pasuk. But the Rishonim bothered, sometimes, you know, you can be incriminating yourself by saying that this is really the Bechor and not that child. Or for example, the Gemara says you can say, if you're a Kohen, you can say, my child is a Ben Grusha. My child is a Chalal. So how can you say that? Ain't Adam Meisim Asma Rasha, the Shonim ask. How can you say my child is a Chalal? Ain't Adam Meisim Asma Rasha. So the Meiri says, no, it's because there's a custom that a father always believes about his children. So part of one way of understanding this halacha is that a father is the Bailim, as it were, over their children, you know, and therefore the father can be Neman vis-a-vis the status, the halachic status of their children, who's a Bechor, who's a Mamzer, etc. So, just basically in sum, what emerges is two basic Mahalchim, Hadras and Nemanus Isha. Do we believe the woman like we believe a woman like Gabi Yisurim, Eirecha Nemei Yisurim, or do we believe the woman to say she's Tahara or Tamea because the din of Nidus is in her, she's the Baalim on Nidus, and therefore she's Mela, she's Neman. Now, the Torah Tamima assumes the second, yeah.
She's a Baalim, therefore we don't have a choice but to believe her, or therefore she's more likely to be telling the truth.
Right, so if you could learn the Ran as saying that in a more lumish way and say that we don't have a choice, we have to believe the Baalim. Even if though we don't want to, we have to. You could make it more practical that since she's a Baalim, so she's probably telling the truth, but I don't know if you necessarily have to say that. Either way, it's a special din of Baalim. It's a unique halacha of Baalim. Torah Tamima points out in his Perash and Chumash in Vayikra Tesvav Pasuk Chav Ches, he says, how do you know a woman's tmei in the first place? She has to have hargasha. So the woman has to feel a hargasha, and she has to tell you she has a hargasha to be tmei. So he says it's pasha that you believe a woman to say she's tahora. He says the whole gzeres kasuv of safra la, claims the Torah Tmima, has nothing to do with believing the woman. That is a davar pasha. And he doesn't explain why, but in lechora what he's assuming is that you're the bailim. You can establish when you're tmei, therefore you can establish when you're tahora. And he uses the Kseris Kasa for Safala for Hachasha Seirechet, something we'll talk about in a few minutes, for a side halacha. The Sfar Tzvi claims the basic nemanus of a woman doesn't need any Makor at all. Now, just to make things a little more complicated, we're going to use this chakir and run with it. But just to point out that it's not as pashut. You know, when I say Eidechad on one side and Bailas on the other side, it's not so pashut. Because what does Eidechad mean? Why do we believe Eidechad? So this is a classic chakir that Achron discussed. It's already in the Rishonim. Why do we believe Eidechad? Is it that Eidechad is just believed? Look, we really think he's telling the truth. Like you were saying, we really think that Eidechad is telling the truth. Or is it there's a some type, and that's what Achron called Nemanus. You just believe him. Or is the Eid Echad believed because the Torah grants a certain level of nemanos, of edus, to the Eid Echad? Eid Echad neman visurim, it's really a din of edus. Just like, for example, an Eid Echad kimchai v'shvur, right? Not some of us are learning that in morning Seder. Eid Echad kimchai v'shvur. So an Eid Echad, when Eid Echad is kimchai v'shvur, it's not just what we believe the Eid Echad, but the Eid Echad is saying his edus, Torah's edus. So that hakir exists within Eid Echad neman visurim. Is Eid Echad neman visurim nemanos, or is it edus? Nemanus means we just think that the person is telling the truth. So, for example, Rashi says.
And that's what, but therefore, we have sure that's telling the truth.
But in this, then you know, saying.
The reason why the A can be mechaber sure is telling the truth.
Obviously, Eidus assumes the person is telling the truth, but Eidus is higher. Eidus is a formal halachic category. When Rashi was confronted with the question, "What the makor for Eidecha and Surim is," we can discuss it in a minute. Rashi says, "Well, it's a svara. You have to be able to eat in other people's homes." So that doesn't mean that there's any formal halachic edus status to the person's haggadah. When I say this food is kosher, I'm not giving any testimony. It's just a svarab shuta that Jews are believed on
things. It's being made that his food is kosher.
Right, there are two ways of understanding it. But that's a question, that's the chakir I'm discussing. Is it edus or is it nemanus? Nemanus is a base level, just a balabatic idea that we believe people. People have a chesed kashrus, we believe people. Edus is a more formal halachic concept.
If a woman...
That's a classic Nachmi. They talk about happening Eidecha, maybe the Eidos, women are believed. So either you say, well, they're not believed, there's a Tesha day in the Ravid, or you say, no, they're believed, it's special because there's a Kasuv. But that's another Nachmi, for example, let's say two Eidim say that your Yain is Yain Nesach, and they're really lying. So can you make them Eidim Zomim? Can you make two Eidim who said your Yain is Yain Nesach Eidim Zomim? The Ketzos and the Sivas talk about this in Simon Lamaches. So if you say it's Vidin Nemanus, so there's nothing to talk about. Nemanus, there's no Parsha of Hazama by Nemanus. But if it's within Eidus, so then there's what to talk about. So that's a chakir within Eidecha and Emisurim. So I'm not really touching on that. I'm just saying that you can contrast Eidecha and Emisurim to the special Nemanus of Bailas. I'm just pointing out that Eidecha and Emisurim itself is a little bit complicated. There are two ways of understanding. Is it Nemanus or is it Eidus? And then what you could do, theoretically, I'm not going to do this now, but you could be mechalik between Nida and other Eidecha and Emisurim. So you might say, regular Eidecha and Emisurim is Nemanus, but Nida is Eidus. Or vice versa, right? Regular Eidech and Misurim is Eidus and Nida is Nemanus. You can play the game, you know, in terms of figuring out the Tzadim and the Chakir. I'm going to take the more Pashut or the more, I guess, extreme Tzadim. Is Nida midin Eidech and Misurim, however it works? Or is Nida a special Nemanus of Bailus that the Torah gave either this woman because she knows when she's a Nida or anybody who is a Bailim over an area of Halacha, for example, the Chaya, you know, testifying about the status of the children. So the first issue that we're confronted with is the makor for this halacha. We know, as I mentioned before, the Gemara Ksuvos Ayin Beis says there's a special makor of a safra la. She's believed. What about Eidecha and Emisurim? What's the makor? How do you know that you believe an aid when the aid says the food is kosher? So Tosus and Yevamos Peches and the Rashbam Ksuvos Ayin Beis say that the whole makor of Eidecha Neman Visurim is this pasuk of a safra la, since we believe a woman that she's Tahora or Tamea. So Mamela, we also believe every time an Eid Echad says that the food is kosher, so we believe the Eid Echad. So what does these shittas hold? These shittas obviously hold that the whole Nemanus of the Isha is within Eid Echad, because it's serving as the whole Makar for Eid Echad. That's very straightforward. But Tosfos in Gittin, the Fezim and Beis, the Rascal Have, he's not so convinced of this. He says he thinks that maybe the Nemanus of Eid Echad is and the Nemanus of Isha are the same, but he doesn't understand why they're two separate makaras. He thinks that Safra La is a separate makar than the makar for Eid Echad and Misurim. So he doesn't know why you need two makaras. And he says, well, I would have thought that Eid Echad, that Nida is a Darash of Erva, and it would require Shnayim. Kamash Malan, that Safra La, you can believe a woman on her status as a Nida. So what Tosfos seems to be saying on Maskana is that Nida is not a Darash of Erva, right? And therefore, therefore you're believed on with an eid echad. So it's fundamentally, he's assuming like the other day, like Tosfos and Yevamos and Rashi and Kesubos, that the nemanus of a isha is within eid echad nemi visur. He just has a havamina to say otherwise. But what the havamina of the Tosfos is really the maskana of the Rashba in Ichulin. The Rashba in Ichulin Nafyud says explicitly that nida is a darash of erva, and you still believe eid echad. He says, how can you believe eid echad? He says, don't worry, it's gzeiros hakasuv of a safrala. So chiddush haTorah, gzeiros hakasuv of a safrala. So what is the Rashba telling us? It's furish in the Rashba that the nemanus of the isha clapping her status as a nida has nothing to do with eid echad, because eid echad is only neman v'yisurim. Nida is not v'yisurim. Nida is a davar shav erva. If nida is a davar shav erva, so you can't use eid echad neman v'yisurim. Must be it's a special
case of erva.
Pardon?
Is a nida a classic case of erva?
So in the first chumra I gave of the year, I discussed whether or not it seems to be a chumra shonim if nida is just the isur bia or nida is an erva. It's chumra in the Rambam.
Someone says it's a bia, would be like the Tosfos and Gittin.
Right, if you hold this, it's Rabbi, Tosfos and Gittin holds not an erva. The Rambam seems to hold that's Sefer Yashar. The Rabbi holds like that. It's all Tosfos. The Rambam thinks that she is an erva. Works out well. Fine. So again, the chakira is nemanus of isha midin eid echad, or is it a special nemanus of bailus? And this touches on the makor. If you hold it, they have one makor, so obviously the same halacha. There's nothing to talk about. If you hold it separate makaros, like the Rashba and Chulin, so then there's already a room to say that there's a fundamental difference between these two things. Nemanus Isha is a special halacha of Bailus, and Eid Echad is a special din of Eid Echad Nemei Yisur. Now, there is actually a steer in the Rashba, because I mentioned before, the Rashba Ksubas Ayin Beis holds that the makor for Eid Echad Nemei Yisurim is Nida. And yet the Rashba and Chulin says that Nida is not Yisurim, Nida is Davar Shav Erva, and it's Gzeres HaKasuv. So I don't know, I didn't see anybody discussed it, I don't know how to reconcile it, but there's a stira here in the Rashba. Unless you say that one place is calling Tosfos, and one place is saying its own sheet. So there are a number of kaminas that emerge from this chakir. One is the question all the Rishonim deal with, and that is that we usually assume that Eid Echad Nemei Yisurim doesn't work Neged Yischazik Yisurim. What does that mean? Let's say you walk into McDonald's, right? Not McDonald's there, just McDonald's in Chutz Laaretz, right? 42nd Street, you walk into McDonald's, and you say, all the food in this establishment is kosher, l'mahadra. Are you Naaman? So you're not Naaman. Why are you Naaman? Because the Gemara Yevamos Peches says, when you v'ischazik Yisura, you're not Naaman. Eid Echad Nemei Yisurim is when you're not sure. I don't know if this meat is kosher or not kosher. So I want to know, can I eat it? So I ask the chef, and the chef says it's kosher. But if everybody knows that McDonald's is treif, so you can't be Naaman to say that McDonald's is kosher. It's a chuch of a tlui. So the question all we're trying to ask is, Nida, she sees blood, right? So if she sees blood, so it's Yischazik Yisura. So how can she then say that she's Neman, she's Nemenis, to say that she went to Mikvah and she's Tahora? Maybe she's continuing to see blood. It's Yischazik Yisura. How can you believe a Isha, a Nemenis Nida? That's the question all we're trying to ask. So Tosfos in Yevamos Peches says, it's not Yischazik Yisura, excuse me. He says, it's not Yischazik Yisura. Just because she sees for a few days a month doesn't mean she's always a Nida. McDonald's is always trif. So you're not believed to say McDonald's is kosher. But to say that she's Tahora, okay, she was a Nida 2 weeks ago. Now she says she's Tahora. It's not a case of Yischazik Yisura. That's what the Tosfos in Yevamos Peches. Tosfos in Gittin Bezom Bey says, he says another answer. He says, well, if it's Biyodo, so you're believed negative Yischazik Yisura. So for example, if the CEO of McDonald's said that this McDonald's is kosher, so he'd be believed if he was a frum Jew. It's unclear whether or not you could be a frum Jew and be a CEO of McDonald's if you're getting hana from Yisrael Hana. Let's assume that it's just Tigun, it's not really Yisrael Hana. Okay, whatever. So if the manager of the McDonald's says it's kosher, then Taka, he's believed because he's Piyada. That's what Tosfos says in Gittin. Similarly, it says Tosfos, a woman can go to mikvah. It's Piyada Litva. But this whole discussion, Lachara, is assuming that Nida is what? Is a din of Eid Echad Nemei Yisurim. And the question is, it's Chazik Yisura. So you can answer, it's not Chazik Yisura, it's Yada, whatever. But according to the Rashba, the whole question doesn't get off the ground, right? Because according to the Rashba, Nida is a Davar Shav Erva. And you shouldn't be believed at all. Like, there is a cause of that you're believed. Even though you need Shtayim for Davar Shav Erva, here you believe with one. So just like the Gzeres HaKazov can solve the problem of Davar Shav Erva that would require two eidim. Here it would suffice with one eid. So too, the Gzeres HaKasuv can solve the problem of Yischazik Yisura. Right? It's the Gzeres HaKasuv, a woman is believed. That's it. She's the Bailim, she's believed. So that's a way to answer the kasha that the Rishonim have. If you really believe that there's a special Gzeres HaKasuv of Basaf Rala telling us that she's a Bailim, so maybe maybe this whole question doesn't get off the ground. Nafka Mina number two, ABPA. From what I understand, I don't know if this is accurate, but I hear that in some communities, women are reluctant to ask the Rabbanim Mishailas directly, and they have intermediaries. So let's say you have the Rebbetzin. That would be the classic, you know, your etzet. The Rebbetzin, they would show the Myers to the Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin showed the Rav, and you tell the Rav would tell the Rebbetzin, ABPA. So the question is this so pashut? So I said, why not? Listen, the Rebbetzin's a trustworthy lady. So the question is, if this is vidin eidech anemim isurim, so of course, just like you ask the Rebbetzin if the food is kosher, so you can ask her whether or not the rabbi said that the Mara was tahar or not. Right? Unless, again, unless you hold like the Raivin in Psachim, the Aleph and Beis in the Rif, who says that the woman isn't believed. But that's you know, a strange sheet. But if you assume that the whole name of Erecha of Nida is vidin bailos, so who has that bailos? Who's the Gzeres HaKasuv of Safar Allah told to? The Gzeres HaKasuv is addressed to the woman. The woman has an emanus of Safar Allah. That means if the woman can say that she asked the rabbi and the rabbi said it's tar. But can the woman ask the Rebbetzin to ask the rabbi? The woman has an emanus that she is believed on Darash B'Erva that she went to mikveh and that she's tahora. So she can gather any information she needs by asking the rabbi if the Mara is Mara Tar, can she be Tovel, can she not be Tovel, etc. But Beheka Daisy, she can ask the woman, namely the Rebbetzin, to ask the rabbi, and then be told through a Eid Echad that the Mara is a Mara Tar. So I'm not sure why, from what I understand, this is accepted practice. So it could be we always assume it's within Echad and Mizurim. But in Lomdus, I think it's definitely an issue, because in Lomdus, Lachara, if you assume it's a special Nehmanus, it's not so pashut that the woman can believe any intermediary. She has to decide on her own, based on the knowledge the Rav you know, gives her, if she's able to be Tovel, and then be Tovel. That's the second Afkamina. Third Afkamina is Hachashas Eid Echad. What's a din if the woman says she went to mikvah, and you ask the mikvah lady, and she says she never showed up, she didn't come to mikvah? So what do? Do you believe the woman who says she went to mikvah, or do you believe the mikvah lady who says she never walked into the mikvah? She never was told on the mikvah. So what's it in my surah? What's halacha if I say, I walk into the room, I say this piece of meat is kosher, and you walk in, you say it's treif. So what's it do? So it's a machalkos rishonim, and a machalkos aposkim. Some rishonim hold that the first is neman, and once I say it's kosher, it's over. You can never be changed. It's like shnayim. Another Rishonim say, no, it's hachasha Eid Echad. The bystanders can't eat the food. They don't know if it's kosher or straif. They're not sure who to believe. So Machalka is between the Taz and the Shach in Yerodei. The Taz in Simon Aleph, Sivkatan Chaf Gimel, assumes he's choshesh for the day as a whole that you should believe the second aid as well. And the Shach in Simon Kuf Chaf Zayin, Sivkatan Yudale, is more confident that the first aid is Kishnayim and you don't have to be worried about the Hachashas Eid Echad. So if you assume Eid Echad, Neman Misurim is what's going on here by Neman Zizir. Yeah. So the same halacha would apply. The woman said.
For the last Nafkamina?
Yeah.
Does it matter that she's going to the Rebbetzin, or even if it's, I mean, if it's Eid Echad Neman Misurim, if the problem is that it's a Darush of Erba and it's Eid Echad Neman Misurim doesn't work.
She couldn't go to.
So, I mean, she couldn't go through any intermediary between.
Right. She couldn't go through any intermediary. I was wondering, if she went through her husband, it might be different, because I was thinking about that. If she went through her husband, so it's true it's Darush of Erba. But it affects him too, so I wasn't sure if maybe you could say the husband would be Nehma, but maybe not. You think it would be? Or?
I don't think.
Yeah, so Pasha, she wouldn't be able to go to any intermediary, not just the Rebbetzin.
Okay. And if you want to answer the practical question of Lu Yitzur, the lungus doesn't work out, why we rely on it? You could always say it's different here because Milstav Yidu Legluy.
Uh huh. So once
you could always ask the Rav what he said, so therefore the Rebbetzin would never lie. We do have a principle in many cases: we believe someone. When you could find out.
Right. By Eidus Isha we say that. I don't know if we're going to be makel even by one understanding of Eidus Isha, that a woman is Neman, you know, so it's because of it was a Vigluya. When we say it all the crosses, should we go to the
better that's part? A stretch Milstav Yidu Legluya. Maybe we'll find out that her husband did die, didn't they? Here it's like a push Milstav Yidu Legluya, so that might be like.
Is it so push? Most people don't know.
Suggested in Simon Tzadiches, how do you trust the Kfela? Because you're going to taste it. And
tasting it is one thing,
like.
But nobody, the rabbi's not going to know if the woman went to Mikveh. You're not supposed to tell anybody when to go to Mikveh.
The Rebbetzin says the rabbi said it was Tahor, so maybe you trust her, because we can always, she knows we can ask the rabbi and catch her.
But though, I thought
I'm talking about the previous.
But I'm saying, isn't the assumption that the woman is the baddest ass rabbit? She always has the rabbits. She's her intermediary.
But so theoretically, the rabbit is afraid to lie because she could get caught easily.
Right, but I'm just saying that the milsa v'gluli of kfeila is different, that you're going to taste it. Here,
yeah,
it's okay. But anyway, so what's the din?
The riff in the Ishtimoninhu, or the not the riff, Rashi says, we trust Eid Echad to tell us the identity of the brother-in-law before he does chalitza. Even though it's a Dovash of Erva, the riff says a different fancy vart, but Rashi seems to say, because he knows we could ask around the identity of the guy walking down the street, and so he'd never lie. So that might be more similar to this.
Okay.
Anyway,
Hakashas Eirecha. What's the din if the Eirecha is Machlokes? So by Yisurim we have a Machlokes. What's the din? It's Machlokes. Machlokes are posted. So if you hold that Nemanis Yishas we did Eirecha and Nemanis Yisurim, so there's nothing to talk about. It's exactly the same halacha. Same Machlokes would apply. But if you assume that the Nemanis of Isha is a special halacha of Bailus, so maybe when the woman says she's Tahora, she's believed above any other Eirecha that's going to come, because she is the Bailim on this area of halacha. So the fact that the mikvah lady says she wasn't tovel isn't malah or mori, because the mikvah lady is just a regular woman, you know, eidach and emi surim type of woman. But the woman, the nida herself, who says she was toveles, she is the bialim in the Sarif halacha, and she would be nemes. Now this idea of bialus is mentioned in the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das raises a similar question. So two people discuss a piece of meat. So there's a shayla. Is it kosher or is it treif? You're not sure. But says the Chavos Das, let's say the first person is the shochet. If he's a shochet, he's believed. So just like he's working within Eid Echad and Yisurim, but the idea that the Bailim have a special Nemanus is already in this Chavos Das in Simen Kuf Chav Zayin Os Hei. And like I said before, the Torah Tumimah says that the whole Gezeiras HaKasuv of Safra Law is needed for this case. He says it's partial that you believe a woman that she's Tahora, because she told you she was Tumei in the first place, that she had a Hanasha. So the whole din of Safra Law is telling me that in a case where it's a Chasha, you should believe the first. You leave the woman herself, the nida herself, not the mikvah lady. And I think also this is, it's foolish in the Taz this way as well, or you can make a digan in the Taz this way. Because the Taz, as I mentioned before, in Simon Aleph of Yoradeya, is choshesh relies on the fact that the first aid is kishnayim. He says if two people are arguing about a piece of meat, and the first aid says it's kosher, that's it, you don't need to worry about it. And yet the Taz in Kuf Pei Hei, Os Gimel, writes that a woman is believed kishnaim, and if the mikvah lady says that she didn't go to mikvah, so the woman's believed. So it's a steer in the taz. He doesn't say it in so many words, but the only way to answer the steer in the taz is to say this word, namely, by regular yisurim, so the first person wins. By regular yisurim, you have to be choshish for the second daya, the second aid. Right, that's what Sas says in Simon Aleph, Sifkat and Chukimor. Regular Shem, if you choshish for the days of the third, the second aid will win. But by the Neimanus of Isha, says the Taz, the woman is Neimanus Kishnaim, and the Mikvah lady has no say in the matter. So he doesn't say it in so many words, but what you have to say for the Taz, to avoid the Stira, to say that the reason is because the Isha is the Bailim on the Sarah Pelacha, and therefore the woman who's the Eid Echad of Nida, her Eid Echad of Nida is different than a regular Eid Echad, and she's believed regardless of the Hachasha, the subsequent Hachasha. Next Afghamina, Masla. So we know the son in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Hei, and it comes from the Gemara Ksubas Chaf Beis, a woman who says that she's Tmeya, and then the next day she says Tahara, she's Nemenes. So she's not Nemenes unless she has an Amasa. She has to say, yesterday I wasn't interested, you know, in having Bia, I was in pain, I was tired, etc. Today I'm interested, and therefore I lied yesterday, and I'm really telling you the truth now, really I'm Tahara. So what's it did by Amasa by Yisurim? So Eid Echad says the food is treif, and the next day the Eid Echad says, no, it's really kosher, I just didn't want you to eat it. I wanted to save it for myself. So I said it was treif because I didn't want you to eat it. What's the halach? Is Eid Echad nem on bisurim, can Eid Echad nem bisurim use our masla to be choser on his original haggad? So the Chavos Das in Simon Kuf Pei Hei Os Hei assumes that he's assuming like Tosfos that the whole nemanus of Eid Echad is learned from Nida. So he says just like by Nida Amasla works, so do by Eid Echad Nem Yisurim Amasla works. If your roommate, you know, tells you the food is treif, and the next day you see him eating it, he's neman to eat it, and he can eat it. Why can he eat it? Because he only said it was treif. He didn't want you to eat it. But not all the Achronim assume this to be true. The Shav Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vav Perches assumes that the holding of a masla only applies b'shavi nafsha chaticha d'isurim. He says, if you ever have a real nemanis, you can never use an amasla. So he says, it works by nida. Right? The nida has nemanis. So the Shav Shmaitza is a big chiddush. He says that when a woman says she's tmeya, she's not nemanis midin v'safra la. Says, v'safra la tells us that a woman is believed to say that she's tahora. She's tahora. To say you're Tameya, he says you're never believed to say you're Tameya. It's only within Shavi Nafsha. Why are you believed to say you're Tameya? Because the Shav Shmaitza says you're going against a Cheskas Heter. A woman is a Cheskas Heter Labaila. And you can't, your nemanis can't be used to create a status of Tumah for yourself. So they're very bechidish. But what emerges according to the Shav Shmaitza is that in regular Surim, you can't say that it's kosher and the next day say it's Treif, or say it's Treif and say it's kosher. You can't. It just doesn't work. The holding of a masla only applies to nida or to shavia nafsha chaticha disura cases. And similarly, the Aruch HaShulchan in Chosher Mishpat Simon Chavtes Ozbeis says that Eid Echad can't be chozer from what he says. If he says it's kosher, he can't then say it's treif. If he says it's treif, he can't say it's kosher. He can't be chozer. And he says it's as if the dvarim were niskablu bezdin. There's a din of kevet shehigin on Eid Echad. Kevet shehigin shuvin chozer magid. As soon as he says it. So, according to these shitos, so basically what emerges is that regular Eidech and Emisurim doesn't have an Amasla. It can't be Choser. But a Nida has an Amasla. So why? So it makes a lot of sense that the reason Nida has an Amasla is because she has special, the Shav Shmaitza has his own idea. He says, well, because the Amasla works by Shavi Nafsha. But you don't have to learn like Shav Shmaitza. You can give a more basic understanding that the Nemanus of Isha by Nida is with Din Bailus. And therefore, because she's the Bailim, she can decide, and she's always a menace. She can say today Torah, tomorrow Tmeya, vice versa. As long as she has a good reason, she's a Bailim, she's a menace, regardless of the Chazara. And even if we don't say this extreme, you still might say that we might define a masla in a more liberal way by Nida. So, for example, there's a question whether you can say a masla la'achar maisa. If a woman wore big day Nidus, can you say a masla? So the Rashba says you can't. It's basically, he's a deacon in the Gemara like that. The Rashba says that once a woman wore big nidus, there's no amasla l'achar maisa. Namely, if she only been lying because she wasn't in the mood to have relations with her husband, she would never have put on her big nidus. That's what the Rashba claims. And the Torah is not so sure about this. He asks, he doesn't know, is that really true? And it's ready, the Rishonim, the Gaonim Rishonim, who argue, the Shiltas and Simon Sarivav, sounds like amasla works even l'achar levishas begadim, and Siv quotes the Sefer Eshkol, who writes that way. So, the question is, why would you say there's a masla works l'achar maisa? The Rashba is a good svara. She did a maisa, so l'chara she shouldn't be believed l'achar maisa. So, you could make up shara and say that really, even if a masla works by erech and emesurim, it's only going to work when it's a mistabra masla, when she didn't do a maisa. But by nida, because she's a bailim, so meila it would work even l'achar maisa, even after she wore big day nida. So, okay, that's just a suggestion. Last afternoon, I want to discuss is the case of chashur. Very interesting question. We know by surim, a person isn't neman if they're chashur, right? Let's say you don't keep kosher. So I go to your house, I can't eat. You're my first cousin and you love me so much and you bought special mahadran food for me. But lemaisa, I can't eat because I'm not allowed, unless I see the package, I can't eat because chashur al davar, the Mishnah is in Bukharas, taflamadal al chashur al davar, lo don of lomi'ido. You're not neman. It's a difficult halacha to swallow, but that's the reality. If you're chashur on something, you can't. You're not neman, even though you know you really think you're a great guy, but you're not neman. So what's the halacha for a woman who's chashuda nida? We know that a few times she already tripped up her husband. So can her husband believe her? So if you say that the nemanus of isha is if he did eidech and neman misurim, so again, just like eidech and neman misurim loses his or her nemanus when they lie. So too, the nida the woman will lose her nemanus when she lies about her status as a nida. But if you assume, like the other mahalach, that the nemanus of isha nida isn't midin eidech and nemisurim, but rather it's a special nemanus that she's the bailim on this halacha. So maybe even if she's a chashuda, she's a chashuda, maybe you'll still believe her, because she's the bailim and she's the only person who could know about the zeri halacha, and therefore she's believed even if she's a chashuda. So it's a mechudosh idea. I saw Rav Lichtenstein here last week. I asked him about it. He said it's possible. He said it's totally things if you assume that the problem of chashad is a chitzoni problem or it's an inherent problem. Like when you say somebody's kashrut, does that mean we really think that they're lying through a teeth? Or does kasher mean that we're suspect? We know it's a outside external, you know, psul. So that might be totally also in how you define a chasher. What's a chasher? Do you have to know the person did an iser? Let's say you there's a rumor, maybe the person did an iser. So the big machlokas is how to define a chasher. So if you assume, Rukhazi suggested, that chshad is just the external problem, then maybe what I'm saying is possible. Maybe chshad is an external problem. This woman has bailus on this area of halacha. So she can tell us if she's a need or not, even though she's a chashuda, you know, to lie to her husband, which is an amazing idea. Obviously, if you assume the chshad, you undercuts the entire neimanus. There's nothing to talk about when a person who's chashur is, you know, we just think the lines of her teeth, so their amira is totally meaningless. So she says she's tired, that doesn't mean anything to us, because we really think, we know almost that we have very, very, you know, high suspicion that she's lying through her teeth. And again, you can make up sure. You could say, again, because this whole thing is a huge machalkas, for example, there's machalkas, if you see somebody doing an isra one time, they become chashur. You saw one time a person, you know, ate the veil. Can you trust his chashurs from now on? So the Ramban says in Sanhedrin, in Gimel, excuse me, not Gimel, but Daf Hey on Beis in the Rif in Sanhedrin, that if a person did an Isra one time, he's Chasher, you can never believe him. But Tosfos says in Chulin, if you dial in with Aleph, that you have to violate the Isra three times to be a Chasher. You ate in the veil one time, you're still not a Chasher, you can still trust the person's Chasher. Only when it's three times do you get a status of Chasher. So again, there are a lot of Achoksim like this, you know, what type of call, a small rumor, a big rumor, etc. So theoretically, one could draw the line in different places. In regular Yisurim, you might say, even one time, you're a chashur. Even a rumor, you're a chashur. You're not believed anymore. You might say, by Nida, though, since because the woman has bialos in this area of halacha, she'll only become a chashuda if she violated this three times. She'll only become a chashuda if there's a serious rumor. You know, hadas baldin won't be enough to make her a chashuda, etc. So basically, just in sum, what we saw here is there's a basic machlokas as how to understand Neman is Isha by Nida. Is it within Eid Echad Neman be Surim? Or is it within a special Neman is given to the woman because she's a Bailim in this area of Halacha? We discussed how that affects the Makor. If it's the same Makor, it's the same Halacha. If it's a different Makor, it could be a different Halacha. So that's five Nafkaminas to this question. Why is a woman Neman Negadis Chazik Isura? Again, if it's a question of Eid Echad, so it's a question you have to grapple with. If it's a special Neman, you can avoid the issue. What's it done by Eid Rifi Eid? Eid Echad would be Naaman, special Naamanus wouldn't be. What about Hakasha Eid Echad? If you have Hakasha, would that serve as a problem? And finally, the question of Amasla, and the question of Isha Chashuda, is it possible to say that Isha Chashuda is Taka Naamanus, even though she's Chashuda? Okay.